room. All right, happy Friday, everybody. This is the Ray Bones and Nodder Show. We're coming live from the Pie Hop Studio. We're in Norwich, Connecticut, 80 Broadway. This is the 06360. Today's Friday. It is the 8th of January, which means that my son's 4 months old today.
Happy birthday, baby Tiger.
Little Beckham Tiger, 4 months old. Shout out.
Happy birthday, buddy.
He's not a year yet, but we'll still talk about it. It's kind of cool. Nodder?
He's growing up fast, buddy. He's growing up fast.
Yeah, man. And your kid's kicking around a soccer ball today, which is a little bit disturbing.
I'm a little concerned due to the fact that I want nothing to do with him playing soccer. It's not something that I'm interested in.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Really, it's more important about how I feel at the end of the day. So
you better work on that, dude.
No, the video's cute. It's hilarious. He's now walking pretty much full time. He's kicking around a soccer ball. He's laughing. He's giggling. He's having a grand old time kicking the soccer ball around.
Sure.
I'm not so sure how I feel about it yet, but some of the things that I'm going to have to go through as a parent, you know, it's going to be tough for me. I don't know if I can sit through a soccer game.
Well, you know,
I just don't know if I can do it.
I don't know enough about it.
Me neither.
I mean, I'm going to have to like study another game to figure out what the hell soccer is. I mean, you know, we're leaning towards football. Hopefully, I don't know. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm not going to make the decision for him. He's going to pick out on his own, but I'm going to be leaning towards football. And you know, he sits with me and he loves to watch me play Madden. By the way, my Madden experiment's not going too good.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's not going good. I had to stop. I had to put Rodgers back in. We'll talk about that on Tuesday.
Yeah, we'll talk about that on Tuesday. It's a really great idea that you had, though. And of course, we are referring to our special guest that we're going to be having. We're going to be interviewing him on Tuesday. The episode's going to get released Wednesday morning. Tim Boyle, quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. He's a Connecticut native, went to UConn, then he went to Eastern Kentucky. He's going to be joining us on the show, which is really remarkable. We're really excited to have him on. He's a really nice guy. And we're going to ask him a whole bunch of stuff. It's perfect timing because the Packers are in the playoffs, obviously. One of the favorites, in my opinion, to win the Super Bowl this year.
Mm-hmm.
Exciting time to be a Packer fan. Exciting time to be us. We have the opportunity to interview this guy and talk to Timmy. And, we're just absolutely thrilled and excited about that. So,
yeah, no, it's great. Hopefully we can get him throughout the playoffs. I mean, it'd be nice for them to get to the Super Bowl. Maybe he'll give us the game plan.
I mean, something tells me he's not going to give us the game plan, but something tells me, you know, if this interview goes well, then, you know, maybe he'll want to come on every once in a while and BS with us.
You know what? You know what it's about? It's about verbal judo.
It is.
And when you have verbal judo, you can really kick some ass.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know, he's telling us the X, the Y's, and the Z's.
That would be remarkable. Yeah. That would be remarkable.
It sounded good.
It did. So, like Ray said, guys, it is Friday. Happy Friday. It's 7 o'clock. We are at Pie Hop Studio. And check this out, guys. So, Bill, who runs Pie Hop Studios down here, just gave us one of these Transcend craft beers. It is amazing. It is it's one of the tastiest beers I've ever had. He gave us this. Just came out today. This literally just came out today. We're having the opportunity to try it. Ray, you saw the ingredients or the flavors on here. Here we go.
Amazing.
So it's 7% alcohol by volume. We have orange, banana, pineapple, mango, passion fruit, marshmallow, and coconut. Folks, I taste every single one of these ingredients. It's amazing. Get down to Pie Hops and get yourself one. They just came out today, and they're going to go quick. This is not going to last long. So we're enjoying we're splitting one of these tonight. It's delicious, and thank you, Bill. We appreciate Pie Hops for hosting us, as always. Come down, get a beer, have a pizza. Tons of really good food, guys. So come on down. Come down and join us. We're here on Tuesdays and Fridays. We'd love to hang out with you guys, you know. So here's the deal. We have a really good show planned for tonight. We're going to be talking about the New York Mets. We're finally starting to make an impact in Major League Baseball. They signed – actually, I shouldn't say they signed. They traded for Francisco Lindor. And, I mean, listen, we got a sticky situation in Major League Baseball. Also, that just came out today, there's a report where there's several big-name pitchers, Gerrit Cole, Justin Verlander, Max Scherzer. They've kind of been a little dipping into the rosin and the pine tar, which is we're going to talk about it. It's not really a new thing. This has been going on in baseball for a long time, but they got some text messages from players asking a specific person in the Angels organization to make it for them for the games. So that doesn't exactly look good, I think, on anybody. But we're going to be talking about that. And then we have the UFC fighter, Irwin Rivera, who was arrested for attempted murder.
What the hell is wrong with that guy?
Really sad, disturbing situation. But we're going to talk about it, and we're going to dive into that a little bit. So hopefully you guys stick around. And then the big item of the night. Ray just put this up in front of the camera. These are everybody's names for the Travis Kelce helmet giveaway. That is going to be happening here shortly. And when Brian McDonald joins us at around 7:30, 7:45, we are going to give that helmet away.
Yeah, can't wait.
Can't wait. So, and of course, we have our very, very good friend and co-host, Kev Mike, who is going to be joining us here. Whenever we can bring him up, we'll bring him on, and we'll get into the first topic of the night.
Yeah, let's get that Kev Mike guy in here. He's quite a character. When he came on, we had to ask him to take a shower and then change his shirt and his underwear.
Yeah, no, he's looking good now. He got a new shirt on, and I think he's ready to rock and roll. He's got some stuff he wants to talk about tonight, so I'm looking forward to.
We're ready to rock out. So, then we're gonna pull Brian on about 7:30, 7:45 ish.
So we
whenever he's ready, we're gonna do this Kelce helmet.
So
we're giving it away. There's probably about 50 something names up in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably close to 50 something names. There he is. What is up, you handsome devil?
How you doing, boys?
How you doing? Hey, how you doing?
I'll tell you.
You ready for the big football game this weekend?
Rock and roll.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Dude, that collar looks a hell of a lot better than the last one. I'll tell you that much, buddy.
Yeah, well, I got a one almost 2 year old that he might be the next UFC fighter.
I like it. Listen, I like it. Yeah,
lots to talk about, boys. Lots of good stuff going on this weekend too. It's exciting,
dude. Tell me how you're gonna get ready for this big football game. Your team is the football team. So, tell me how you're gonna prepare for the go. And I want to know. How easily are the Bucs gonna cover that 10-point spread? Or 8.5. I'm sorry. Eight or 8.5.
I'll take my chances, man. I'm fully aware that our offense stinks. I get it. Mm-hmm. You know, I've heard about it all week from whether it's listening to radio, whether it's, you know, word to mouth anytime. And I like that going in as an underdog. I don't mind that. I know how good Tom Brady is. I know their weapons on offense. I'm fully aware. At the same time, I like my defense. They're in the top five in every category on defense. I like my pass rush. We all know the way to rattle Brady is to rush the passer.
Sure. And
getting prepared, I'll probably say a prayer.
Or two.
Yeah, maybe, you know.
Or two.
I tell you what, Kev, I think we can all say that we're all Chase Young fans. I think the kid is an absolute beast. He's gigantic. He's fast. He does everything. So yeah. I wanted to ask you, and it kind of hit the news a little bit. Some people were a little concerned, not necessarily concerned, but maybe they thought he was a little over cocky. Did you hear what he said running off the field after the big win?
Of course I did.
Who didn't?
Personally, I love it. I love it. I think it's great because
I don't think he was disrespectful in any way.
No, he wasn't.
I think he's a competitor. Young kid I think he respects Tom Brady. I think it's his dream to play against Tom Brady and sack him. We've had players in the past disrespect Tom Brady and they paid for it dearly. And really, if no matter what Chase Young says, Tom Brady's team is probably going to win the game. Let's be honest. I don't think it was, you know, any kind of disrespect. I think it's the media just running away with the story.
Yeah, I mean, I liked it. I mean, and they had him mic'd up a couple games ago. He was very energetic. Right. He's very upbeat. He's a huge team supporter. You can just tell that the kid's a real deal. I'm super excited for you guys. I can't wait to watch the game. And, you know, listen, you guys do have a great defense. Let's be real. I think Tom Brady's going to run away with it. And I think that he's going to he will eventually put the beat down on the football team.
Like I said in the message, 31-10. 31-10 Bucks. That's a lot of points to put up against that defense. But when you got Godwin and Brown, and is Mike Evans going to play? You know, Gronk,
and,
you know, they're loaded. You know, Fournette's no slouch, and Jones had a heck of a year. Yeah. Ronald Jones. So, you know, we'll see what happens. Your boss, and thanks for tuning in, Lou. I'm gonna shit on the Yankees since you're watching. But I will say your boss said, don't bitch out, Kev, Wild Wings. So I don't know what you got going on. He's going to be there. And which one you guys are going to grace your presence at?
One in North Haven.
North Haven. Okay. All right. Well, be careful if you go to West Haven because people are jumping cops, stealing cop cars and running them through cemeteries.
Mm. Yeah. We're not about that life.
Okay. All right. I'm just saying, be careful. It's a little crazy down there. I couldn't believe that video that took over social media. I'm like, what the hell's going on?
That was crazy.
Yeah. And then you got the Capitol incident. And it's like, oh my, what is wrong with people?
Listen, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
That's why we're here. That's why we're here talking about sports.
Unbelievable.
If you want to talk politics and you want to talk about what happened at the Capitol, go over and watch News Rocky, Kevin Skolcheck. He had a great show the other night and he's covering all that. So that's why we're here talking about sports. Cause
we're not going negative. We're going to stay positive.
Try not
today.
To pay attention to it. Jay's one of my coworkers. He's a great dude. He's a huge Washington football fan. He says that robot leg is going to pick them apart.
Yeah, right.
I love it. Yeah. I love the confidence in Jay's.
I love it, but we don't have the offensive. This is my thing, and I don't know if you guys want to break the game down now. I don't know what you. I don't think they have the offensive weapons, and the two best weapons they have are hurt. McLaurin looked hurt. I know he caught the touchdown pass on Sunday night. Gibson, I know he ran the ball well, but you could tell he has no explosion. And there's a difference between being able to make 4 or 5 yards and then really showing off what his talent is. And that's a home run ability. He doesn't have that right now. So they don't have a lot of weapons as it is now. Their two big weapons are hurt. And look, I know their offensive line graded out number 3 in the league in pass protection. I think that would surprise any fan of the football team, but I don't know that they have enough to keep up with Tom Brady. They're going to have to force turnovers and they're going to have to sack him 6-7 times. I'll say this though, boys, you go back and watch the game at the beginning of the year when they lost to the Chicago Bears and that offense they had Foles was the quarterback at the time. And they weren't that kind of game, that kind of approach is how they can stay in the game. Will it happen? I doubt it. But as a fan, I like taking my shot against the GOAT.
Sure. I mean, you got to be excited. I mean, it's first of all, it's great to see Tom Brady in football playoffs.
Dude,
again.
This is one of the biggest games of the weekend.
It really is. And I said that last week and you guys laughed. You're like, why would you look forward to that game? Because it's Tom Brady. It's the GOAT, man. He's still there. He's still making a difference. He's hammering teams. Yeah. Threw for 40 touchdowns this year. The guy's 43 years old.
I thought he was 100.
I thought he was
a freaking – the guy's like a geriatric playing quarterback, led his team to the playoffs for crying out loud. But, you know, I think the funny thing about it this weekend is, you know, you have the Ravens and the Titans, mm-hmm. which is going to be a rematch of last year.
Yeah.
Right.
But for some reason, the sexy game on the schedule this weekend is Washington and Tampa because, you know, it is Tom Brady. Tom Brady has as many Super Bowls to himself as every starting quarterback in the entire playoffs. I mean, that's a pretty freaking cool thing. I mean, I saw that today. I was like, no shit.
A great point.
But the only other quarterback with multiple Super Bowls is the guy in Pittsburgh, Big Ben.
Yep.
So it's kind of it'll be cool to watch. I'm looking forward to Pittsburgh probably beating up Cleveland. And another good game will be Seattle and the Rams. I'm looking forward to that game. That should be a good one. Right. Hopefully Goff plays.
I was just going to say, is Goff still questionable at this point?
They still don't know. It's not out there. I'm still waiting from my
Scheffner.
No, from the other guy there out there now. And where are they from?
Oh,
the Rams?
Los Angeles?
Los Angeles, yeah, that team out there in LA. Some out there in Hollywood, you know what I mean?
Out there somewhere.
Yeah.
All right, so
Kev belongs in Hollywood. Look at that.
I know he does. Look at him. He's looking great. We're super
handsome son of a gun.
We're super excited to have Kev on. We're gonna have Brian hop on in a few minutes. For those of you who are tuning in, I hope the ones that put in for the contest are watching because we're going to be doing this drawing very shortly for the fully sized autographed Travis Kelce, Kansas City Chief helmet. We had, like Ray said, we had about 50 people put in for the contest. It's pretty exciting. We're going to be doing that drawing really soon. We're going to wait for Brian to hop on and then we'll do that. So I guess we can just get into kind of the crazy news. You want to get into the crazy UFC news?
Yeah, whatever you want to get into. That before, I mean, we'll just go back and forth and round.
Yeah,
and round.
So
it's like a carnival.
Yeah, I mean, today the news is kind of crazy. We had a lot of sports stuff going on, but today
Breaking news out of the UFC world. And I did get the opportunity to talk to our boy Kyle Mish about this a little bit earlier today. Erwin Rivera, who is, I believe he's a 10-6 career fighter in the UFC.
1-2, I think.
Oh, 1-2. I thought it was 10-6. I'm sorry. So he was, I mean, obviously a well-known UFC fighter. He was arrested with attempted murder after, it says allegedly, stabbing his sisters. Now, the police reports out there, it's disturbing. It's kind of a crazy situation. He apparently told the police right away when they found him that he killed both of his sisters. As far as I know, both of his sisters are still alive in critical condition. He says that a higher power told him to do it.
Yeah.
So, and according to reports in a lot of the news media outlets, is that Erwin had some pretty serious mental health issues prior to this. He was kind of like on a downfall. People knew something was wrong. We can't really ever expect something like this to happen because it's just bizarre. Why would you go after and kill both of your sisters? I talked to our buddy Kyle Mish, who runs the Mission Accomplished podcast. He thinks possibly maybe CTE, maybe some drugs were involved, or was it just a serious case of a severe mental health disorder?
Depression
that took over this guy's
psycho, whatever. I'm going with bath salts.
I mean, it could
I'm going with PCP. Yeah. I'm going with bath salts. I'm going with the crazy shit that they were doing. You're eating people's face off. There's no reason why you would just, I mean, I don't know. I can't speak. I'm not a mental health worker and I'm not licensed. But if I had to pick and say anything, I'm going to go, oh, it is 10-6. Oh, yeah, UFC record 1-2.
Thank you, Kyle. Okay. I appreciate it.
So we're both right.
Yeah, we're both. We had a split thing going
on. Yeah, we did. It was a split decision. But, you know, to hear something like that, I mean, I immediately think some kind of hallucinogen drug.
Yeah, I mean, it's very possible. I mean, it's, you know, it's a sad thing. I mean, mental health is a serious, serious issue in the world right now. And not just for, you know, your normal person, but these athletes too. I mean, you talk about, I mean, you go into, you know, not to change the topic too much, it's a kind of a different thing, but kind of the same, the Aaron Hernandez situation,
sure, right?
The documentary CTE drugs, the whole nine yards. I mean, you look at, in talking to Kyle earlier, obviously CTE is a serious issue. And it's not only just in football, it's in fighting. Obviously these fighters, man, they take a beating. Boxers.
Yeah.
It's sad. You know, it's sad that this happened. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, sometimes you just can't recognize the signs of when somebody's going through something. And I mean, but you usually think, you know, if you need to talk to somebody, you talk to somebody if you can, but then you go to the extreme of, you know, trying to, you know, attempting to kill your siblings.
By the way, I think they went to his house to stay with him to make sure he was okay.
Yeah.
Not have to worry about him knocking down the door and then hitting him with some brass knuckles with a knife on the end of it.
Yeah. They said the weapon was a brass knuckle knife. So if you see him like in the movies and stuff, it's a real thing. I mean, it's a scary situation, and obviously,
boys, from my perspective, and I was a mental health worker.
Mm-hmm.
I could tell you this.
That's why we brought
him in. I would be shocked if there wasn't a previous serious mental health issue in terms of in situations like this. In my experience, first of all, nobody's wrong here. Any kind of substance abuse along with mental health is a recipe for disaster. I think you saw some of that with Aaron Hernandez. I think that CTE isn't something that you can rule out, but I can tell you from experience, any kind of drug use with any kind of mental health issue is a recipe for disaster. And I just don't know enough about this case in terms of what kind of maybe medication he was taking, combined with whatever else he was taking, any kind of supplements. There's a lot of avenues you could look at, but I could tell you, it's obviously tragic, and mental health is a serious, serious thing. And I think it's something that needs to be taken more seriously. This is very tragic.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. You gotta wonder, and I'm sure more detail, this is obviously breaking news this morning. So I'm sure at some point we will find out that there may have been a more serious issue that had taken place that maybe people don't know about, or this guy was just on a slow decline into the worst possible situation, and the worst case scenario happened. Like I said, as far as I know, both of his sisters are still alive, but still a pretty sad story out of Florida. You don't ever want to see anything like this happen.
Dude, you know,
he should have been hospitalized.
Ferguson. He should have been in a Ferguson gown. Yeah. You know, suicide watch.
You gotta wonder though if that maybe had happened. Maybe he was hospitalized at one point for something. And you know, listen, in my profession, Kev, and you know, we can kind of sort of relate. You work directly with them. I kind of work with people with mental illness a lot. You know, a lot of the times we send them to the hospital because we have enough to, you know, we do an emergency exam. They go to the hospital and then guess what? Boom. They're back out, you know, a couple hours later, maybe an hour later, and we're dealing with them again. It's just, unfortunately, the mental health epidemic is
real.
It's real. And we can't keep up with it. That's the problem. We can't keep up with it.
Yeah. But good thing UFC, the guy is supposed to fight in March and the UFC released a statement saying he's not going to be fighting his match in March.
Yeah.
No shit, Sherlock.
Yeah. No, that was interesting. UFC just announced that he will not be fighting in March. Oh, no kidding. That's good.
Yeah, cool. I'm glad they're all on the same page.
Unbelievable. Yeah,
well played, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, thank you.
So, so that's that. And basically, you know, long story short, that's basically all we're going to touch on that because we just we got other stuff to talk about.
Yeah, there's always something to talk about. And Kev's full of hot air as usual. Right, Kev?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man. You got to make up for these weeks missed. We're excited to have you on tonight, man. We had you on New Year's Day. We got you on again today. We're doing pretty good this year. We're off to a good start.
I've been on all year.
Pretty much. Dude, we're making
a great year.
We're making strides, bro.
No, bro, I am so excited to be here to talk about all these issues. Sports is such a wonderful thing right now. And there's a lot to talk about, a lot of baseball stuff. I'm excited to be here.
What do you think about the Metropolitans?
I think that it's an owner that came out and he made $1.6 billion last year. And he bought a franchise that he has told the local media in New York that this he doesn't care if he loses money. And I think he put his money where his mouth is.
Yeah.
You know, it's a great move. Tremendous move.
I mean, listen, he
had to do something.
No, I agree. And let's be real. Francisco Lindor is 100% the most wanted item next to DJ LeMahieu this year. Cleveland knew they were going to trade him. They knew we were going to trade him. It shedded a lot of payroll. They weren't going to have to worry about re-signing him next year. And Francisco Lindor, I'm going to say it, is the best shortstop in the game of baseball. There's no question. The Mets got a all-star caliber player. I can promise you that the Mets are going to sign him to a long-term deal next year because he's only got a year left on his contract.
You promise that though?
I think so. I mean, let's put it this way. I don't even think he needs to have like a stellar year. I think it's going to be a change going and playing for a big market team like the Mets. Not to say that the Indians aren't a big market, but now he's going to be a part of this rebuild that the Mets are going to be doing. So I think one of the biggest things too is, and we're not talking about Carlos Carrasco, who was absolutely phenomenal. He was a great addition. I can't believe that they threw him in with Lindor, to be honest with you, because the Mets already have a great pitching staff.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I think it was a great move. And now, you know, you're going to see the Mets. Now the Mets are also talking still. They're still talking George Springer. They're still talking DJ LeMahieu. They're still talking Trevor Bauer. Does Trevor Bauer now go over to the Mets?
Listen, if there's going to be the best team in New York, I hope it's the Mets. Screw the Yankees. Yeah, screw the Yankees. If we're not getting Bauer in Boston, send them to Shea.
I can promise you right now, Ray, that Trevor Bauer isn't going to step foot anywhere near the Boston Red Sox.
You don't know that.
I can promise you
that. You don't know that.
I kind of do. But, Kev, what do you think?
I'm still trying to get a DM from him.
Yeah, I know. We're waiting on that message back, Trevor Bauer. God damn it. Send us a message.
You should have sent the best part of the video. You freaking cut me out of it.
It's because he doesn't want to go play for the Red Sox. Kev, what's
wrong with this guy?
What do you think? Now, so let me ask you this. So the Mets made their big move, right? Francisco Lindor is now a Met. Carrasco is now a Met. What are the Yankees? What are they doing? I thought for sure I could have predicted that the Yankees were going to sign DJ LeMahieu almost immediately after Lindor got traded. What do you think? Give me your input.
I don't think that this is that big of a deal, and Michael Kay with the big head can freak out about it, and that's fine. I think they're going to get the deal done, and I think that they're going to get the deal done, especially now, because, first of all, let me just say this. If George Steinbrenner were alive, not only would he have found a way to get Lindor, but he would have, if the Lindor trade happened, Trevor Bauer would have already been signed, and Colin Bauer would be in a room locked in by him to figure out their differences.
Oh, that was a trigger
that's
word.
That's just the way George was. But in terms of this, I think it's a move the Mets had to make. I think the owner was smart. He showed the fan base that's been very patient that he means what he says. And I think that it's a tremendous move. Now, for the Yankees, I think no matter what, you got to bring LeMahieu back. We all knew that. I think this helps LeMahieu kind of cement himself. This might get him more money. I think at the end of the day, they'll get the deal done. I really do.
You said a trigger word in Cole. Garrett Cole, trigger word.
Right.
Cheater. That cheater.
Everybody cheats.
Yeah, oh, everybody cheats in baseball. Then why aren't we throwing all these other guys in the Hall of Fame then?
I agree with that.
Why are we throwing them all in the Hall of Fame? Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds was a Hall of Famer, and Roger Clemens were Hall of Famers before whatever they did. And you know what?
These guys are altering a baseball. They're altering a baseball. This is the one thing in baseball that you're allowed to do. Why? Why are you allowed to alter a baseball? What's wrong with altering your swing speed?
Well,
what's the difference?
I don't care if they do that. If I'm a baseball hitter, I'd rather – you know what? If you told me they're going to alter the baseball and I'm not going to get hit in the head with 99 miles an hour, I don't have a problem with that. And a lot of other Major League Baseball players feel the same way. So I get it. Like, I'm not saying that it's not something they need to look into, but am I shocked by this? No. And again, a lot of the players don't really even care about this.
Yeah. You know what the problem is? It's a double standard, though. Why is there a double standard in baseball? Why are some things okay to cheat at and some things aren't? That's what I don't get. Because let's be honest, and we've already talked about this in a podcast. God, who knows how many podcasts ago, and God, we're probably boring people with baseball talk. But, Sammy and Mark, they saved the game of baseball. They hit home runs. They juiced it out of the park. And you know what? They brought baseball back. That was back when Cal Ripken was the Iron Man and yada, yada, yada. But at the end of the day, thank you, Sammy, and thank you, Mark McGwire. Now baseball is relevant, even though it's really not, you know, it's not as good as it was.
They decided to juice the balls now is what they did. So, I mean, those things are flying out of the park.
Listen, Sammy and Mark were juicing their balls and they were shrinking.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, those guys, but they did save baseball. That's a great point. It's.
Oh, geez. Kev, you did it to us, man.
That's right.
You were in the middle of a great conversation. I saw him. He was focused. He looked up in the sky and then he said goodbye. See you, Samantha.
Gotta get that Wi-Fi checked out, Captain Mike.
God, I'm sure Brian's probably sitting in the in the bullpen right now. Let's pull him out and see what he wants to talk about.
If Brian's in the waiting room.
I can't wait to see what he has on his head or like what kind of outfit he's wearing. He's probably dressed as a chicken or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's got his chicken suit on.
Let's see if
who the hell knows.
I don't know. I don't know if he's in there. I'll text him.
We'll get him going. He I don't think he's ready yet. He could still be putting his little one down.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, fatherhood is a real thing. Father life, you know, you got to take care of the kids first.
He's ready. Brian says he's ready to rock out with his.
Yeah, he's coming up right now. So we'll give it a minute. Sammy and Mark were shrinking their balls, and they're shrinking. Mm. Yeah, well, look at the size of, like, if you go back, right, and obviously we can't see their packages, but if you were to go back and look at Barry Bonds, right, and I love Barry Bonds, and he belongs in the Hall. I love Barry, right? Once again, I love Barry Bonds. If you look at the size of this dude's head, right, it was probably the size of Brian's head right now, right? Then you move forward to, you know, the end of his career, and his head's like the size of a freaking, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is huge.
I mean, and let's not talk about Sammy Sosa's transformation.
So your ball sack shrinks, but your big head up here freaking, like, you know.
Well, listen, they did whatever they had to do. They did save baseball that summer 90.
That was a great thing.
Brian, what's up, brother? What's going on, man?
Dude, I love it.
Guys, see me or what,
dude? Oh, yeah, we see you. You might not be able to see us, but that's okay. Oh, yes, do it. Come on, let's go. I love it. Hey, can you?
Can he pronounce this bottle of wine tonight?
Exactly. Are you drinking some?
This one is.
is this Woodbridge? Is this a Woodbridge?
No. I'd rather no.
Are you drinking a Cabernet Sauvignon?
This one is a Pileation Control.
Well put,
one, boys.
You double fisted?
Of course.
That's a boy.
All right.
Brian, what is that little foo-foo drink there? Is that like a real, is that a big beer? Or is that like a little,
it's like a Loyal. Is that,
what Chris drinks? A soda. Yeah.
So this is an apple cider cocktail.
Oh, nice.
I've had those. Those are very tasty.
9%.
9%. How you doing?
Oh yeah. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
All right. Okay. Okay. Brian. Yo, how was your week, man? Did you run into Michael Jordan over the phone again?
No. You know, real light week. You know, we're a lot of real estate stuff going on within the company. So we got a bunch of projects going on. I'm running around like a madman and
good.
Yeah. No, ammo's slowing down for everyone out there, the big in the guns. We got,
I'm surprised.
Are we live right now? Are we live?
Oh, we're live. Yeah.
So yeah, the industry is taking a big hit right now. There's you know, the lead, the copper, the aluminum, all that stuff's very hard to get. So the manufacturers can't keep up. And we got 4 million new gun owners in the U.S. in 2020. So
sounds about right.
We're going to see a shortage for a very long time. Mm.
So like how long before the Civil War starts, do you think? 6 months, 3 months, next week?
Jeez. I mean, I really, business would be good, but I tell you what, I hope not.
You have a bunker? Hey, listen, man, with all the money that you're saving with that refi you did, you could probably build a bunker somewhere in your backyard.
Shit. Oh, my God. Yeah. Everything's good, though. Everything's good. Right, everything's good. Kev said he got kicked out when I joined in, so I don't know what's going on there. That's right.
Nah, he didn't get kicked out. He lost service, man. We're able to do this. Yeah. When we did the Trenton Brown interview, there was three of us all in. We were good, no problem. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy, but – you know, I don't know. We'll get him back on when he's ready to join.
What'd you guys cover so far? What do we got in the
place? We left off. We were talking some baseball, Brian. I know we talked a little bit in the group text today when we review what we're going to talk about. We were just basically talking about how I'm calling it the sticky situation, obviously, right? Yep. So some players, Max Scherzer, Verlander, Garrett Cole.
Cy Young Award winners.
They released this employee from the Angels who got shit-canned. Basically decided to rat out all these players that have been in contact with him about this special rosin pine tar mix that this guy supposedly was an expert in making. Ray thinks it's straight up. There's a double standard in baseball, and I'm not going to disagree with him there. The rosin bet, and for those who play baseball, rosin pine tar. That's been a long time thing, right? So pitchers have been caught using pine tar. Yankees pitchers have been caught using it. Red Sox pitchers were caught in 2018 against the Houston Astros using it. So
we're leveling the playing ground.
It's been an accepted practice in Major League Baseball forever since pine tar was even available. Sure. So they released this article. Nothing's going to come of it because people know it's an unwritten rule.
Somebody's losing their job over it. So something's coming of it because the guy's losing his income.
The
trainer from the Angels.
I believe he was also the same trainer that got fired for providing prescription drugs to.
I don't know if that's the same guy. I thought that guy got arrested and went to jail. No.
Well, it could be.
Didn't he get arrested and go to jail? I'm not sure.
I don't know if he.
I would have to dig into that one. But I'll say. The guy was making a concoction. He wasn't just using pine tar. Like, he was actually mixing some stuff together, and then he was shipping it out. Okay. People were asking him for his specific mixture. You know, it's like he's like the bartender of baseballs.
So Ray, you are right, and I am wrong. So Harkins is his name, who was fired in March after the Angels were informed that a Major League Baseball investigation had found that he was providing banned substances to pitchers to enhance their grip on the baseball.
Yeah.
Brian, what do you think, man? I mean, listen, you know just as well as I do that this type of stuff has been going on in baseball. I know there's the big cheating scandal with the Astros. What do you think? I mean, pine tar is able to be used on bats. Can pitchers use it on balls? Now they're not supposed to. What do you think? I want to hear your thoughts on it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think the more and we kind of touched on it earlier in the group chat, but the more that baseball can do for the hitters and the less that they can do for the pitchers, I think the better the sport would be. And I mean that by, you know, just like we've talked about before,
let them juice
with all the new regulations and rules regarding, you know, concussion protocol and all that stuff in football. We've seen football decline. Well, you know, baseball's been on a hard decline, for a while. You know, stadiums aren't selling out anymore, and it's tough to really, you know, drive home to a young fan and sit at home and watch a 4-hour baseball game and, you know, to see maybe 4 to 8 hits. I mean, pitchers are so good now. They're so good. And we've become so strict on, well, obviously the steroid stuff, but we've taken away, you know, the excitement of the game. And you know, no one wants to watch a 2-1 game or a 3-0 game anymore. And, you know, I think the less, like I said, the less we can do for the pitchers, the more we can do for the hitters. You know, I'm not saying, you know, even though the steroid era was awesome, but yeah, but there needs to be something needs to happen in baseball to make it more exciting to watch. And, you know, these, you know, it may be a great accomplishment throwing a no hitter or, you know, letting up one or two earned runs, but it's just not a fun game to watch. No. And it wasn't like that years ago. It really, no matter how good pitchers were, there was more runs scored in the, you know, 1940s and 1950s than there were in 2017, 2018, 2019. So,
yeah, right.
That's where we're seeing the decline. It's just a very boring game to watch. So something needs to happen.
Well, we get rid of these pitchers cheating. Maybe we'll get some more balls out of the park.
I tell you what, these young kids are absolute studs. We need to do something because these pitchers are just unbelievable today. Unbelievable. I mean, remember
Verlander's like a dinosaur, and the guy's still pitching on an elite level because he's using this rosin on the ball or whatever the hell he's using. It's like, do you want? Listen, I'm not going to go ask my club manager to make me a vodka soda when I can go to the other club manager and he's going to make me a freaking triple with a splash.
Yeah. But remember like when we were growing up, like when we would see a pitcher like hit 97, 98, like we would all talk about it. Like that was like a big thing for a guy to throw in the high 90s. Now it's a diamond dozen. Everyone does it. Yeah. Like pitchers are getting so good. Yeah. So like Randy Johnson hitting 100 was like this big news story for a long time. And that's nothing now.
Yeah. You got a few guys throwing it, you know.
High 90s is average.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's why you're seeing a lot of these high school kids are throwing absolute gas. And I mean, you know, you're seeing the progression, right? So these players in high school, you know, they're throwing super, super hard. They get to the college level. They're still throwing hard, but you got that competition jump where it doesn't matter how hard you throw. Some of these hitters are going to rock you, right? They're going to hit lasers. Yeah. That's where the spotting your pitches and using your off speed and stuff like that happens. But Brian, let me ask you this. And Ray, I know we did watch some baseball this year, even though it was a weird season. Did you see anything in the shortened MLB season this year that should be carried over into this year? For me, I love the idea of the universal DH. I think that would be probably one of the best things that baseball could do for the sport now.
That's about it.
And what do you think about the 7-inning games?
7-inning. No, because you know what? It doesn't add the element of relief pitchers, closers. If you got your ace on the mound, most aces can pitch 7 innings.
Yeah, with analytics, though, they don't usually like to see their guys go too long.
If you want to save arms and longevity and not give all the people coming up a chance, then you know what? Right. Well, yeah, do that. But, you know, you're kind of hurting your farm. No, you're not hurting your farm system, I mean, but you're giving these younger guys – you're not giving these younger guys an opportunity to, you know, step in and, you know, bring in some late relief and – you know, all that other, you know, there's a lot to the game. It's like, you know, why do a suicide squeeze when you can just hit a sack fly? You know, there's exciting parts of the game. That's just, it's different now. It's not as exciting as it was. You shorten the games, you're going to lose. I think actually that could go either way. You could gain.
Yeah.
Because people don't want to sit and watch the Yankees and the Red Sox play for 5 hours. 5-hour game.
Typically when I do watch a game, I turn it on in the seventh inning. You know, I don't watch the first five, you know, or six. So
unless there's fireworks.
Something's gotta happen. I don't know. I don't have the answers, but you know, you see all these other sports that are sort of revolutionizing in terms of like, you know, NBA being a perfect example, like the game today is totally different than what it was 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. And if it stayed to that, you know, boring, you know, set up offense, big, two bigs down low type, like it's such a guard heavy league now. And that's, you know, these young kids at home, they want to see alley oops. They want to see three point field goals.
Yeah. From half
and,
court.
And once, you know, or guys pulling up from the logo, but the game's revolutionized and, you know, the NBA's doing really well. So I don't know what needs to happen, but in terms of revolutionizing, you can't do the same thing that you did in the 1920s.
So, Brian, why don't you give me an update on that Bryant game today? How did that game work out?
Yeah, not, you know, to be quite honest, you guys.
I didn't even follow it, so I was really looking forward to it.
Brian played CCSU yesterday. They were up like 36 at one. I mean, Brian's a really good team, and CCSU's horrid. But what I didn't realize, Ray, and when I did place it, I didn't realize. I thought it was 2 days ago that they played CCSU. I didn't realize it was a back to back. So after I sent the text out and after I bet it, I'm like, no wonder why the spread's only freaking 12 and a half, because they just played 12 hours ago. Mm. So I'm like, God dang it, Brian.
So they didn't cover.
Idiot.
Did they win?
They won. They won by 12. Spread was 12 and a half.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
Brian.
So much for my Bovada account.
Yeah.
By 30, yeah, huh? I put the house on them. I put the house on it, the mortgage, everything. You name it. I'm probably going to have to sell my car.
They were up 14 or 15 in, you know, typical college basketball, garbage bucket in the last, like, you know, 10, 15 seconds that ruined it.
Yeah, I had a minus 13. So I definitely, but hey, we're going to hammer it, this weekend.
That's it.
Hopefully I can hit my five teamer.
Did a parlay? You did a five teamer?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I talked to Brian.
Who doesn't like to do parlays.
Yeah, well, I better hit
throwing a $20-$30 one.
It is.
Exactly.
I would have walked away with some serious cash that first parlay I ever did. I only threw 20 bucks down, and the first game I lost.
Hey, you can't win if you don't bet, right?
That's it. I don't go above 20 bucks, man. That's like my max. I don't mess around that much.
Jeez.
If I had big, you know, big smoke, I'd spend a lot more money, but I don't know.
Big smoke.
Yeah. Big smoke.
The only thing smoking is my head wondering what the hell is going on right now with this Bryant game. And I'm like, son of, you know what? I'm like, I didn't even look. I'm just like, I'm not even going to pay attention to it. And then Bryant comes on. I'm like, you know what? Bryant, let's see what the deal is here. And then, As soon as he said, I didn't realize what happened was, yeah, okay. All right. Well, you know what? It's all good.
Yeah, they got me on that
one. You can't win them all.
You got me on that one.
That's all right, Brian. That's all right. Listen, you
did it. Because you're cold as ice.
Listen, you'll make up for it.
Willing to sacrifice my love.
Oh, I'm not worried about it.
I'd be worried about Ray's singing voice because that was pretty atrocious.
Dude, man, I'm sorry.
So Kev Mike is back. He's actually on the chat. He texted me and said, hey, just keep going. I'm going to comment on the show. So, Kev, brother. We're figuring it out. It's all good.
See, he's not back in the –
No, he said –
click back on the link. We'll get you right back in there, dude. I think there should be no issue.
He said don't worry about it.
Yeah, so we're going to send it to you.
Try it again.
Ray Bones, look at that hoodie. It fears you. Oh, right. That's right. Fearless.
So Brian, what do you think? You know, we had a few more viewers on a little while ago. So let's
Baseball talk destroyed it.
You know, Ray, you just don't like baseball.
No,
man.
I'm just saying
you're gonna have
the baseball talk killed it.
You're gonna have to learn how to talk about baseball, because when football's over, you're gonna have to adapt. You're gonna have to
come up with my own show. You're probably talking about vanilla ice cream, it'll be more exciting.
Listen. You can't.
I'm only kidding. Let's do this. You want to do this giveaway?
I think we should do the giveaway.
Let's do the Kelsey giveaway.
All right.
Well, where's that thing? You got that Kelsey helmet? Can we show the viewers, or is it like you didn't lose it, did you?
Oh, the helmet? Yeah, of course. What are you talking about?
Let me see that. Let's show everybody what's going on.
There it is, folks.
We are totally going to be giving this sucker. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There it is. Nice and pretty. Look at that signature.
Very nice.
Travis Kelsey has a really sweet signature, man. Really, I love that.
Sick. Now, did he wear that helmet?
Yeah.
Is there Kelsey sweating that thing? Is that for the day?
No,
you know?
No. This was made by a 13-year-old boy in Taiwan. Oh, my God.
That's it. It's China.
Oh boy, where'd he go? So, he disappeared.
That's right. He's still there. I can hear him.
All right, good. As long as he's there.
So, folks, we're going to be doing the giveaway. We appreciate everybody that entered. I believe we had close to 50 people.
Yeah,
50 people
ready to go.
We're in there, and the winner, Ray, is going to be pulling the winner out of this.
You
want to
pull
jar.
The winner?
I'll pull the winner.
You pull the winner. I'm doing the shake.
All right, I'll pull the winner.
I'm part of this memorabilia group. They do all these giveaways. And I'm telling you right now, there was like 5 names in this thing, or 10 names. And the dude was like this. Like literally, it was a minute. And he was still shaking. I'm like, I just turned the damn thing off. I'm like, dude, see you later, man.
See you later.
Freaking Christ. Later. I felt like I was talking about baseball.
Oh, boy. Here we go. All right, folks. So the winner, I'm going to just give it a little.
Because I didn't shake it enough.
I'm not looking.
Let me help you read it, too.
All right. I got it. Right here, folks. I got it. The winner of the I grabbed two. Put it back in.
Oh, hell no. That is not even right. Well, hold on. We got to shake it back up again.
All right.
You can't do that.
I got the tickets got stuck together.
What the frick is going on? Do you want me to pull this damn thing?
He's using Cole's
I'm using the pine tar
thing in his
pocket. Dude, he's got rosin on his fingers.
Stand by. All right. Here we go. Ready?
Unbelievable.
There's one. All right. The winner of the signed Travis Kelce, Kansas City Chief helmet, Adam Jarrett.
Adam Jarrett, I'm not even going to tell him. I'm not telling him.
Is he a part of your fantasy
football? He's part of my fantasy football league. Well,
Adam Jarrett, congratulations. You are the winner of the Travis Kelce Kansas City Chiefs helmet. It's an awesome, awesome item to have. I mean, this guy's probably the best. I mean, I think he's one of the best players in the game.
Not only did Adam Jarrett win the Kelce helmet this year, he also won the toilet bowl in my fantasy league.
Well, listen.
So he can actually, you know what he's going to do? I'm going to make him put the toilet seat on and then put the Kelce helmet on over that.
Yeah, that's an idea.
Sorry, Jeff.
I mean, listen, when you're hot, you're hot. You're winning, you're winning.
Yeah. Should we tell everybody what we're going to be doing for the Super Bowl, Brian? Should we hold on to that? Should we hold on to that for a little bit? What do you think? I know Jeff McDermott's a huge Kansas City fan, and he probably would be. I mean, he wanted to win that. He wanted to win the helmet, and I was hoping
he's going to be fired up for the Super Bowl giveaway.
So why don't we do this? Why don't we wait until maybe we announce it after the Timmy Boyle interview on Tuesday?
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
That way we can get some things in line because we're going to make this kind of a. Not only is it going to be a giveaway, but we're going to try and do a fundraiser out of this too. So we want to make sure our ducks are in a row for that. We're not going to give it away, but it's a pretty amazing, amazing item that we have to raffle off for this giveaway and fundraiser. So, Brian, what do you think? What else you got today, man? I mean, we do have some football coming up. We talked a little bit about it last week. We talked to Kev Mike about the Washington football team. We talked to him about his thoughts against playing against the GOAT and the Tampa Bay Bucks. Yep. You want to get into a little of the Watson?
I know Kev was so excited to talk about it. He's not even on.
Yeah, I mean, like I said before, it was with the organization lying to him was listen, with Watson, I brought this up about a week or two ago. Maybe it was even this week. I don't think people realize, he had one of the greatest seasons by an NFL quarterback in regular season history no one will ever remember. I mean, Chris, you could pull up his stats, but the dumpster fire he was surrounded with in Houston was remarkable. The fact that they even won a few games and were in games because of the way that he played. I think he threw for 40. I want to say
he led the league. He led the league in yards. It's 48.
Yeah, 43. How many? Yeah,
48.
I got his 20. His 2020 season. I mean, talk about MVP. So he threw for 4,823 yards. He was 382 for 544. His completion percentage was a little over 70. Average pass was 8.9 yards. 33 touchdowns. Only 7 interceptions, and his longest was 77 yards.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about MVP numbers.
Could have been. If his team
was better, he would have won the MVP.
Yep.
You got Aaron Rodgers, but still.
What was their record?
Their regular season record.
They won about 5 games.
Yeah.
5 games, yeah.
Yep. They were 4-12. They didn't even win 5 games.
You can't win MVP with 4 wins. I mean.
No, but the fact they were even in games and it was like, unbelievable. But anyways, that goes to my point, like, you know, these like young quarterbacks who, you know, like we did a comparison with Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. Like Josh Allen essentially went into a dumpster fire of an organization at the time, not really sure what they were doing with their head coach. Their front office was in shambles. Hey, by the way, we don't have many weapons here for you. We're not great. We don't have a winning culture. And by the way, we want you to play your entire rookie year and win us some games. So versus Patrick Mahomes playing for one of the, you know, greatest coaches out there. By the way, we have a ton of weapons for you. We're an established, you have a veteran quarterback ahead of you, you know, kind of learn under him. And then you got like Deshaun Watson, similar situation. Like it all depends where these young guys go, you know, and it's unfortunate that, you know, the Houston organization is an absolute disaster right now, because this kid is, you know, by far a top, you know, 4 or 5 quarterback in the NFL. So it was just a shame, man. It really was. I'm really high on Deshaun Watson. You know, I think, you know, if he had the right pieces around that puzzle, I mean, Jesus, he's going to be really good. He's still young. Chris, how does it say how old he is? 24?
He's 25.
25.
And I mean, okay, like, and Kev Mike says it. He says he's a top 5 quarterback and he's 25 years old. He's going nowhere. Now, we do know that the story that's been out is that Deshaun Watson has seriously hinted about wanting to be traded. You know, whether that happens or not, there's a lot of good suitors for him, but it's just a matter of whether the organization's even going to want to trade him, or even if he can be traded. I don't really know what his contract details look like. But someone, I was actually, we talk about the Pat McAfee show all the time, and they were talking about this situation at length today. One of his co-hosts called Deshaun Watson the Michael Jordan, of quarterbacks. He's like the Michael Jordan of quarterbacks right now. You know, he's that guy. He's trying to build up a team around him. It's not happening, but it's a little bit of a different situation, obviously. But I mean, where does he, if he is going to be traded, where does he land? I mean, where does he go?
He ain't going anywhere. I think it's impossible. He's a franchise.
Well, they're going to cut Watt because
he's old.
They're going to save a ton of money.
He's old. He's beat up. See you later. He had his time. I think he's a middle of the road defensive end. I don't think he's not a top tier guy anymore.
Does a team, and I know the sense kind of crazy, but I was reading this today too. Does a team like the Patriots sell the
Patriots,
farm?
I was just going to say.
Does a team like the Patriots sell the farm and build up a brand new franchise around Deshaun Watson?
No, but how about this? Here's the question that I have. And Watson's, you know, he's upset and he's crying. You know, they didn't listen to me and yada, yada, yada. They haven't picked a coach yet, right?
No.
They picked a GM. The GM is Nick Cassero. Do you know where the GM came from? He came from New England. So, how can you be upset about a guy who's proven to be a winner? I think it's a great setup.
Yeah.
And he's going to have a lot more to play with, I think, in Houston as far as, you know, who are we going to pay? Who aren't we going to pay? You know, as long as they got that, you know, as long as they got that space. But listen, I think it's a great setup for, you know, for Deshaun Watson. And this guy's, I mean, he's got to be looking up. There's no way Cassero's going to let Watson go. This is his Tom Brady.
Yeah.
No, I think you're 100% right.
That's my thought. I don't know. I mean,
yeah.
You know,
I think the whole GM, like I saw a couple articles, the whole GM coming over from New England. I mean, everyone that's left that dynasty over there, you know, over the course of Brady's career, I mean, they haven't really done much anywhere else. I mean, Vrabel's like the first one that's really led the forefront and,
sure,
you know, doing something. Everyone else that leaves New England is, I mean, let's be honest, Romeo and Crennel is a
Crennel, Weiss. I mean, pretty much all of them.
And this just goes to, you know, when I speak highly of Brady, it just goes to show you, I really think people will open up their eyes and realize, you know, the whole argument, the whole anti-Brady argument. I mean, you can correct me if I'm wrong, Ray, but like, since I've been high on Brady, all the Patriot haters the past decade and a half would say, oh, he's in a system. Oh, he's got the best front office, the best head coach, the best. Yeah, well, look what happened when 42-year-old Brady left there. And look what happened when all these amazing people you said that was there because Brady was successful, when they left New England, they couldn't do anything. Brady is that good where he made everyone think that he was part of some system. Because guess what happened in New England before Brady? Nothing.
Nothing.
New England was a dumpster fire of a program until Brady came along.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they were okay with Parcells. I mean, they did go to the Super Bowl with Bledsoe, and, you know, they played the Packers. But, and I don't want to cut you off, but and I don't think I did. But what they need to do in Houston is they need to go out and they need to hire Eric Bieniemy, as Kev Mike just said. And I was going to say that before, but you know what? You make them happy, because Deshaun Watson has already told he wants Eric Bieniemy. Eric Bieniemy is a fantastic offensive coordinator. Granted, he has every single tool he needs to out there in Kansas City, but this guy should be a head coach. He should have been hired as a head coach last year.
Agreed.
Now if he doesn't get a head coaching position this season, there is something seriously wrong with the NFL, and it's not right. I mean, Urban Meyer is not the best guy available. He's the best college coach available. Yes, for college. It's very hard for a college coach to come to the NFL. It doesn't work. Has anybody made it work? When's the last time a college coach has made anything happen in the NFL? Nick Saban couldn't even finish a goddamn season. He's the GOAT in college.
Right.
Best college coach ever. He couldn't make it a whole season in Miami.
And you can also, like, the Nick Saban thing, I think a really good thing to point out with that is Nick Saban has yet, and this, in my opinion, determines that a good head coach when they can almost breed a quarterback for the NFL, because the best coaches in college are offensive-minded coaches nowadays. This isn't, 40 years ago. And all the best college head coaches, in my opinion, are so good working with their quarterbacks. I can't name an Alabama quarterback that has done anything in the league. I really can't.
I think Mac Jones might be the first one to do something though.
He matured unbelievable
from last year to this year. I mean, the guy was in the Heisman talk. Who would have thought of that? Nobody. Nobody would have predicted that. No way.
Alabama's game plan, recruiting wise, we're going to go after the top number 1A and number 1B high school running backs in the country. We're going to go after 1A and 1B linebackers.
The wide receivers, they have three number ones.
And receivers. So I was just going to say linebackers, receivers, and running backs, they breed, every day of the week. It's just, quarterback is, I could probably, play quarterback for Alabama.
I love it. You want to talk about college football coaches, Michigan.
I know. I don't know.
Michigan extended Harbaugh for 5 years.
Jimmy boy.
Wow. What do you get?
Captain comeback.
I believe he got good. I think he made out pretty well. Base salary of he can earn a maximum bonus of $3.475 million each year of the contract, including $1 million bonuses for winning the Big Ten championship.
Well, he's not getting that bonus.
So he's not going to get that bonus, no.
That's going to belong to Ohio State for a few more years.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's making good money. I mean, another guy that I don't follow Michigan that much. I didn't think they were going to extend him.
No.
I mean, not for that long. Honestly,
I thought they were going to fire his ass.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You can't beat Ohio State. You don't last. That's just not how it goes. Yeah. I mean,
Speaking of speaking of Ohio State, the game will be played as scheduled.
Oh, good.
Monday. Does not look like there's going to be an extension due to COVID. So we should see. It's going to be a great game. I'm really looking forward to that. That's going to be a very talked about.
Oh, look at Adam Jarrett. He decided. See, I sent him a text message. I take a picture of his name on the thing. I go, hey, look at you won. Is it on live now? Look at now he's commenting and everything. Yeah. He said he's going to be our number one fan now.
Congratulations, Adam, on your helmet.
Yeah, hold it up for him.
And by the way, Adam, I don't think you were on yet. I did say that we're going to take a picture with the toilet seat around your neck and the helmet on. Now, it's disrespectful for me to talk about Adam like that, but Adam is a fantasy guru. This year, he said it at the draft. He was not prepared. He didn't get a couple trades for me that he would normally get in order to win the season.
Right,
he has two out of – he usually wins at least one fantasy championship every single year.
This year just wasn't his year.
So when we started doing this, when we started this podcast, Adam was actually one of the few people I reached out to for the fantasy portion. Obviously, we do it with Dr. De Niro, but Adam is very, very good with fantasy.
Okay.
And, that offer is still open, Adam, if you ever change your mind.
Gonna have Adam on maybe next year when fantasy starts up.
He's too busy working overtime, man. The guy's probably. I mean, I'm not gonna say your finances, dude. but yes, back to back championships. I said you're that guy. You're the fantasy guy.
Yep.
Glad you're not in our DraftKings with us because you'd probably be. Actually, this year you sucked, so never mind.
Speaking of DraftKings, guys, we are doing DraftKings for the playoffs. I just set up two 20-person contests yesterday. They're going to run from Saturday to Sunday.
Yep.
So that way you got six games to pick from instead of just the normal three. We're going to run DraftKings all the way through the playoffs, guys. So don't forget.
Playoffs.
Don't forget to hop on and join up. We're having a lot of fun with it. And we had a lot of really good interaction with DraftKings this year. A lot of people had a lot of fun. A lot of guys won a lot of money. We had some guys that continuously won week after week after week.
So I even won a few times.
Yeah, I won. I won a big 30-man contest that we had. It was great.
One, yeah.
Beasley was my guy that game, man. He got me right over the top.
Cole Beasley, a little Cole boy. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so. See, when you stink like in a draft league and we have keepers, you keep two offense, two defense. We run IDP. This is like, big dog shit. Listen, I'm gonna tell you right now, it's the major leagues, this group I'm in, and I'm not just saying that. You. These guys freaking I got a toilet seat. I got one toilet seat.
Hey.
But anyway, my buddy Brian has three of them, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah, he has a rough go of it.
Happens.
But the last couple of years I've been in the bottom four. 2 out of 3 years I've been in the bottom four. And you know, it's like that's a $300 donation.
Yeah, it is.
It's a $300 donation, but you know, when you trade players away, you have a couple pops. Next thing you know, oh, there goes Nick Chubb. Well, he was injured, so I'll take J.K. Dobbins, which is going to be a great keeper for next year.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
I'm real fired up for that. I'm going into next year pretty good with Diggs and Dobbins. So the D&D Fantasy Factory will probably be my team name.
D&D Fantasy Factory.
Oh, yeah, I'm coming in hot next year. I can't like wait. I'm pumped up. I'm fired up. I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
Hey, so. Sorry to – I don't want to cut you off, but I'm going to cut you off. you know what really frustrates me?
What's that?
So I went to get a coffee at Dunkin' today.
Yeah.
And you know when the, like, lines are busy and, you know, they're moving sort of slow? You ever been behind someone that they just decide – yeah, we're waiting a long time. We're just going to put this thing in park. So the person in front of me put their car in park, was dilly down. I don't know what they were doing. They were doing something on their phone, right? And I wanted my coffee. I'm going to work. I want my coffee.
Yeah, right? Yeah. It's a priority in the morning. You have to have
the car in front of them was moving. This guy is still car parked on his phone doing whatever. And I'm like, all right, I count to my head. I count to five in my head before I'm an asshole. So I do the whole 1, 2, breathe, Brian.
Breathe, yeah.
And I got to 5. This guy wasn't moving. So I'm like, okay, now I got to do the nice beep. So here's the stages of letting someone know that you're frustrated and let's move it along. You do the like the little like boom, boom. Like
yeah, the quick one. Yeah, yeah.
Real quick, right? Real quick. Nothing, right? The guy does the classic this. Looks up and back down. I'm like, oh my God. So now stage two, you give a long beep. Okay. Stage two is a long beep. And that one typically gets the people moving. This guy, for some reason, no move. I go, are you kidding me? So then you do the New England thing, roll the window down and you put your arm out. You go like this, throw your hands up. And then you give them that long beep at the same time. And that's typically what gets them to move. So I went through all three stages of the driving frustration today. And finally he got to move, but I just want to get that off my chest.
You don't have to pull your firearm out. So that's good.
Yeah. Brian, let me ask you this. What's the fourth stage? If you end up getting to a point where
get out of the car, you get out.
He'd probably pull his hair out. If you got to the fourth stage,
I'm thinking you got to get out of the car at that point. You got to say, hey guy, move it along. You know what I mean?
You get out of the car. You make sure you have your carry on you. And then they're like, oh, sorry, officer. And then they go.
This is what we go through on a daily basis, guys, in New England, trying to get a cup of Dunkies in the morning. You know what I mean? It's like
you're a liar because you know what? You sit in the line and you're like, oh, thank you to the person ahead of me who bought my coffee. Now, Brian, did they buy your coffee for you?
Right.
No. Of course they didn't. No. Because you're that crazy guy with the road rage in the back, beeping, yelling, throwing your hands up in the air. It's all good.
I will say this, though, and people think that police get free coffee and free donuts and stuff like that. Really, if you ask a lot of cops, we don't eat a lot of donuts. We really don't. We're more like pizza, bagels. Oh,
okay, all right.
Pizza, bagels.
The carbs are coming from somewhere.
Right, exactly.
You like Chinese sushi? You guys
get we that? Do.
Well, I like a poo-poo platter, maybe.
When I was working the evening tour, I was a big sushi guy. A lot of us used to get some sushi rolls, and we used to split them amongst each other before COVID. You know, now you got to have your own sushi roll. You know, it's
just listen, you know what the best thing about a sushi roll is? Or someone who says they eat sushi and you say, what's your favorite thing on there? And you know what their answer is? I like the shrimp. Rice. I like the shrimp tempura. Oh, yeah.
I love shrimp tempura. I do. I love it.
That ain't sushi.
It's not. But it's still good.
What's your favorite roll, Bri?
Favorite roll, spicy tuna with a little dab of wasabi on it and a little dip of spicy mayo. How you doing?
Okay,
you doing?
All right.
How you doing?
That's my go-to. That's like, you know, that's like the $3.95 roll. You know, like if I'm getting a little fancy, you know, I want to, you know, drop 10 or 12 bones on a specialty roll. I like the, one of our favorite places that my wife and I ordered from is in West Hartford. It's called Koma Sushi. Really good spot for those of you guys that are in that area. and they do a roll. It's spicy tuna and salmon, but it's got like, you know, that tuna on top, but there's jalapenos in there.
Ooh.
And then sriracha on top of the jalapenos.
Oh my.
Nice.
That's right up my alley.
Yeah, I can. It'll probably overtake really the, I mean, I hate salmon, but you know, you throw some jalapeno.
You don't like salmon?
Hell no, that's the fishiest fish. No. Yeah.
Oh, I love so. I could eat salmon every day.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
I'm a seafood guy at heart. I love seafood.
Ray doesn't eat salmon. He just wears it.
Nice.
You know what? I'll give you that one, man. Nice. I get it. I get it. No, it's cool, man. Yeah, I did.
That was
I did.
That was great. I love that. I love that.
Yeah, listen, bring it, man. I love it. I love it too. We can go all day long, right, Brian?
That's it.
Oh, baby.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, my God. You got to be kidding me.
Round one, fight. What are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Yep.
Oh boy. Well, what else? What else we got on the slate? Dude, I mean, man. We got again. Congrats to Adam for winning the Travis Kelce helmet. That's awesome. Again, guys, we are here at Pie Hop Studio, downtown Norwich, 06360 80 Broadway. Come down, have a pizza, have some. Speaking of seafood, their lobster mac and cheese is out of this world. Their crab cakes are fantastic.
Yeah, crab cakes were good too.
Come down and eat. They got a great selection of food down here, Bri. When everything clears up and we can get you down our way, we'll have to take you out down here. It's a great spot. And,
Absolutely.
We'll get that going. So, Bri, you got anything else, man? Anything else you want to bring up? Anything on your mind before we let you go?
No. You know, I just watched the neighbors take down their Christmas lights this week. And we didn't put any up. We were
lights this year?
We're huge Christmas people. We're interior Christmas people.
Mm.
So the tree goes up November 1st.
Okay.
Wait, what?
And November 1st, I collect nutcrackers. So we got nutcrackers everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
You know, we're very big on Christmas, but outside the whole thing with lights is I don't like heights. So the whole like putting lights on the gutter and all that stuff. I don't do that. I don't do it.
It's a little scary. It can be scary.
I don't do it. We put a wreath on the door and we call it a day. All of our neighbors are taking down their lights, all the, you know, the superhero dads out there, you know, getting the lights off, and, you know, I just park my car and I walk right inside. So it's, I think going forward, we are going to put lights up, even if it's just a little bit, because the guy next door to me, he's not American. I'll just put it that way. And his house looked like the North Pole this year, and I'm the house next to him. So that just looks bad on us because. Yeah. You got this guy who everyone knows isn't, you know, an American. And then me, I'm the all American, you know, we're the all American family over here, right? Mm. Besides the white picket fence and the golden retriever, you know what I mean? Jesus. So I think next year we got to step it up. So my neighbor doesn't embarrass me, but.
Listen, man, you need help with a ladder, dude. I'm sure you can get him to hold a ladder.
So
for
Brian,
you.
Brian, let me ask you this though. If this is such a, if the height problem is an issue for you,
why
don't you guys get one of those spotlight things that you can like change the design on it and it kind of just hits the whole front of your house?
Tacky. I already brought that up to the wife. She said it's tacky.
She didn't like it. Yeah.
So you know, she doesn't like the colored lights. It's got to be white and bright. You know.
I grew up with colored lights. I grew up with
colored
lights. That makes a lot of sense. Huh? Makes a lot of sense.
That is tacky.
Because my wife, you know, everything's got to be white lights. White lights. And gold, white and gold, white and gold, white.
White and red bulb. Like red bows. White and red bows. But Brian, let me ask you this question because you're afraid of heights. Is there a restriction to how tall your Christmas tree is so you can actually go all the way up with the lights?
Yeah, so fortunately our ceilings are only 7.5 feet. So the Christmas tree is we get the 7-footer. And you know, luckily I'm tippy toe it and throw the angel up there.
Good.
I don't have to climb up the tree. So we purposely bought the house without tall ceilings for that reason.
Better to heat it too, right?
Specifically for that reason about the Christmas tree.
Yeah, exactly.
I used to be absolutely petrified of roller coasters. And my wife's family, big Disney family, big, I mean, you want to talk about a Disney family. Before I wasn't, you know, a big Disney kid. My parents brought us on the Disney cruise when I was like 10, but you know, ever since we were together, you know, started going to Disney with them and I had to start getting used to roller coasters. So, I like them now, but you know, the height thing, I close my eyes, you know, when they take the picture, when you go through the thing, my eyes are always closed. I'm holding on to someone's hand, whether they're related to me or not. I'm just, I'm one of those guys.
You're that guy that you sit next to on the roller coaster. You're not really sure who he is. He looks like he's petrified. And then next thing you know, he's hugging you or you're hugging them, you know?
Yes. Yes. Nice. That's me. First roller coaster, everyone. A really quick story. My friend, I went with another family friends when I was younger. And then Brian, the first roller coaster that you have to go on is the Rock and Roller Coaster. It's a beginner roller coaster. So I didn't know anything. I'm like, okay. I don't know if any of you guys have been on that. First thing you do on that is they slingshot you back and then you take off like Jeff Gordon and you go upside down. They bring you like in this upside down loop.
It's a great, right? It's a great ride. Great ride.
Oh, it's great now. But the first time I went on it, I almost had a heart attack. So they're like, if you can do that, you can do them all. So now I go on them. Still don't love them, you know, but I do love Disney. And now we are a Disney family.
That's good, man. I'm a Disney fan too, to be honest with you. I am.
Love it.
So what's scarier? What's scarier to you? Taking, leaving the airport or landing? Taking off or landing? Which don't you like?
Taking off for sure.
Taking off. All right. See, I like taking off. I don't mind. It's the landing that gets me. Once it stops and then it starts skipping a little bit and I'm like, oh, Jesus, here we go. I'm going to end up in the freaking corridor of the airport. I'm
definitely a taking off guy too. Taking off all day long. Landing can be a little scary sometimes, especially you got a little turbulence in there, you know, a little shaky, you know, people start yelling and screaming a little bit. It gets a little scary for everyone. You know, you don't want to have to deal with that. So,
yeah. No, I have a couple pops. I'd watch a movie or take a nap.
Yeah. I have like grab a couple of vodka sodies, you know, a couple of little Tito's nippers just in there,
me,
you know,
just give me some Jack and some ice. And,
yeah. That's
and
it.
And then I'll fall asleep. I won't even remember the whole damn ride. It's easy breezy, lemon squeezy.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, Brian, we have a guest on. We're going to be interviewing him on Tuesday. The episode's going to be releasing on Wednesday. We got Timmy Boyle, Green Bay Packers quarterback. We are super, super stoked about this interview. We cannot wait. He's
fired up too. So, and that's what I'm most excited about. He didn't just agree to come on, and then we haven't heard from him since. Like, he's excited. You know, I mean, I'll give you guys a little preview of the combo, but I mean, he's also excited to come on too. And you know, I think it feels good for him, comforting to him that A, we're from Connecticut and you know, from the same area, but B, that, you know, we actually want to have him on the show because I feel like, you know, he's probably, you know, and I'll probably ask him this, but every single day cameras are in, the microphones are in front of Jordan Love and Aaron Rodgers. And you know, it's, to get things off of his chest and to kind of BS about football with someone on a show or the media has to feel good for him because he gets, you know, obviously overshadowed in his situation. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, he's excited. So we were going to have him on this week, but he had date night with his girlfriend.
That's right. Date night. Yep.
And then he said, sorry, just getting back to you. Been super busy. And I'm like, oh, would you guys just make the playoffs or something? And I'm like, you need a nice massage. And then he sent a couple crying emojis. So that's
Jesus. Listen, don't be promising him stuff that you can't keep. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
You're not giving him any massages, Brian, right? No massages for Timmy Boy.
No,
okay,
no,
all right.
No. Yeah, but he's just like, you guys are hilarious. Yada, yada. I can't wait. Honestly, it seems like it's going to be a good time. So we are excited to have Timmy on. And you know, you guys will be hearing it first thing Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. Right?
7 a.m. Wednesday morning.
Yeah. We're trying a little bit different thing. We're going to try and release some stuff in the morning now to kind of see if people maybe, enjoy listening to it in the morning on the ride. We get a lot of feedback about people that like to listen, on the way into work, which is cool. Cause a lot of sports shows are on during the daytime. So we're going to try and switch it up a little bit and see how it works. And we're super excited. And Brian, like I said, worked his butt off to he reached out to a lot of people, and Timmy was one of the first ones that responded. Yeah. And who knows, maybe this could be a constant thing. You know, we have him on once a month, or we have him on to give us just have some entertainment value talking to a pro athlete. Yeah. You know? So we're really looking forward to it.
And thank you, Mike Malvesti, for he actually went on the Rock and Roller Coaster. That was his first one also. But better than that, he says, Brady and Kraft know a great massage place.
Huh.
So
interesting. Ooh,
very
so. Way to go, Mike Malvesti. I love it.
Wow, he threw Brady out there too.
Yeah,
yikes.
He did.
Oh, Giselle, and what do you think about that one?
And he's a huge, huge, huge Pats fan.
Oh, he's a Pats
guy. Huge Pats guy. So, All right, Brian. Well, listen, man, we're looking forward to seeing you on Tuesday. Obviously, we'll be in touch over the weekend because we got some serious football to watch. We're going to be in a major group chat situation. It's going to be really hot and heavy and intense, I think. So,
you got any picks for us?
No, not yet. I do. So I'm going to do tonight's my research night. So a big, you know, I don't just pick them. I mean, Ray, the reason why.
Well, you didn't do your research today for the Bryan game, so don't try to blow smoke this way because it ain't going to happen. I'm going to have to sell my car so I can freaking live in my house.
Listen, I don't want to make excuses, but A, I was at work. And, you know, B, I was a little tired.
Oh, sure. Hey, guys, here's the lock. 30 points. Yeah, okay. How that one work? Not good for me.
Here we go.
Do you think I'm bitter?
To be honest with you, I blame the Toyota Camry that was in front of me this morning. I really do.
that whole Dunkin' Donuts thing really screwed your – it really messed with
your
game.
People need coffee, man. Yes.
People need coffee in the morning. I get it.
People need coffee, you know.
And you know what I'm going to do next time I go there Monday morning? I'm going to park and I'm going to walk inside like an American.
There you go. Most Dunkin' Donuts, you can actually go in. If people don't know, and this is a problem where I work and a problem in my area, you know this, right? Everybody still goes to the drive-thru. You can go into Dunkin' Donuts now. You can actually go in there, folks. It's okay. Wear your mask. Put some hand sanitizer on. Clean yourself up. You're good to go. It takes you 5 seconds to get in and get a coffee. Or you can wait for 15, 20 minutes in the drive-thru. You can still walk into a Dunkin' Donuts, guys.
Just throwing that out. I did that the other day. I'm not even going to talk about it, actually. It's just it's a disgrace.
But
Dunkin' Donuts around here is going through
I dropped the heater in one about a week ago.
You know what, Brian? That is the type of stuff we need to hear on the Ray Bones and Nodder show. You know what I mean? How was the bathroom clean at least? It was clean, right? It was good.
Dude, to be completely honest with you, and like, you know, some people, you know, may get kind of grossed out, but the men's was some guy was in there and I had to go bad. You know the coffee after the coffee run.
Every morning.
So the men's was occupied. Luckily the women's wasn't.
Wow, it was like
pulled that move. Yeah, I pulled that move. It was a lot cleaner than most men bathroom.
Wait,
a lot before I walked in.
Listen, I mean,
nothing like a public shitter, you know?
Yeah,
it's tough, dude. It's tough. I only do it when I need to, you know. Nothing's like, you know, dropping a two at home, but you know, when you need to, you know, going to a fast food joint's tough because you know you know what you're walking into.
Listen.
Yeah.
So I was walking through Walmart, right? Next thing you know, my stomach starts gurgling and I'm like, oh man, we're on the shit story now. So I'm just going to go with it.
Nice.
Yep.
So I go to knock on the men's door. I go in there and the guy's on the shitter. I'm like, oh, what the fuck? What am I going to do? Like, this is not good. The women's was obviously the women's. I'm not going in there. I'm not doing that whole weird thing.
Not in Walmart.
Right.
Not
but then there's the family one. They have the family one at Walmart. So I'm like, yeah, well, I got a kid. It's not with me, but you know what? I got a couple. So I'm going to go in there.
Works.
You took care of business, right?
You've earned your Boom. Right to use
well,
that bathroom.
Before I was done.
Nice.
In here.
I'll tell you what, talk about anxiety sometimes, man. It really
Then I walk brutal. Out with some lady and her kid, and I'm just like, I'm an asshole.
Yeah.
Sorry. I left my kid at home.
Hey,
what are you going to do?
I'll tell you what, this conversation took really a wild
It went right down the toilet.
Sorry, Timmy Boyle. This might be something that you're gonna get into with us.
We'll have to get his local shit story and how uncomfortable it was at the time.
Or Timmy Boyle's going to watch this tomorrow and be like, they're talking about taking shits in Dunkin' Donuts bathrooms and Walmarts and family bathrooms. What the hell's going on?
Listen, what am I doing here? What's the worst thing about a public restroom? What's the worst thing about it?
It's an anxiety-filled adventure.
It is. You can't relax because
I was thinking more like it's one ply.
Oh, that too. That's an issue. That's an issue. But it's a full anxiety attack all the full time you're in there.
Yeah, I guess.
So to me, you know, at home when I go, I almost relate it to, you know, like after a long day at work, like when you go home and like crack a cold one and like you're laying like putting your feet up on the couch. Hmm. That's honestly how I feel. When I really need to go at home and, you know, I make myself comfortable. I don't rush, you know, I turn the fan on, you know, I pull out my phone. I check what's going on. You know, I'm in no rush.
Jesus.
I know no one's going to come in. I know I don't need to hurry up for someone. So to me at home it's a relaxing time and it's a time that I truly, truly enjoy.
I tell you what, I do most of my research for the show and like topics when I'm in the bathroom at home. I read them all the time. She's like, "What are you doing in there?" I'm like, "This is my me time. I get. I'm trying to get topics for the show.
You got the kids knocking on the door, trying to come in the bathroom, and you'll experience this very shortly, Brian. But you know, it's impossible to go to the bathroom without one of the kids trying to barge in and grab whatever.
It's true. It's true. And I think this all started for me when I was in high school. I would obviously not study for an exam coming up or a final or a midterm. So the period before my exam, I would save my, how you doing for that time. And that's when I would, go through papers or my phone and really study. So the days that I was dropping in school were I by far did the best on those exams.
That's something. I mean, that's something to think about.
What a great conversation that was.
I'll tell you what. Listen, Timmy.
Holy shit.
Timmy Boyle, we are so sorry. We're going to try to stay away from these shit stories when you come on. But
I don't know what you're going to get with us, dude.
Listen, I love it, though, because this is an organic show. We just talk about what we talk about, and it is what it is. So, listen, Brian, what a great way to end your segment and basically our show for that. I don't really think we can go back to sports at this point.
Rest in peace, Tommy Lasorda.
Right after we're talking about taking dumps.
Listen, man, we got to give him a shout out.
Yeah, right, Tommy Lasorda died at the age of 93.
71 years or 72 years in the Dodger organization.
Yeah, he was the longest living Hall of Famer.
Holy moly!
Yeah, he wouldn't get a lot of points in my death pool. Are you guys in a death pool?
No. You do a death pool?
You guys ever heard? Wait, have you ever heard of a death pool?
I'm all set. I want nothing to do with it. I don't want to hear about it.
Okay. So really quick. Sometimes we'll get 10 guys and another year we'll get 20, but whatever the ante is, you throw in the money. So say it's 10 guys, everyone throws in $100. Mm-hmm. At the end of the year, whoever has the most points gets 1,000. And what you do is you pick 10 celebrities. They have to be a musician, actor, actress, athlete, and you pick 10 of them. And at the end of the year, if 1, 2, 3 of your people who you picked passed away, you get points based off of their age. So like Tommy Lasorda being 93, you subtract their age from 100 and that's how many points you get.
Wow.
So Tommy wouldn't be a good pick because you're only getting 7 points for Tommy. You pick like Mac Miller. Mac Miller was a good pick. If anyone had him, you're younger getting 70 something points. So,
oh my God, I'm good, man.
That's brutal.
Oh yeah. No,
I got to believe in karma a little bit. And I just don't feel like I would be good karma. Well,
I mean, people bet on worse things, I guess. I mean, there's people that bet on
Are betting on Charlie Woods already.
That's a whole 12, thing,
11 years old.
Yeah. So, yeah. All right, man. Well, listen, Brian, we'll talk to you tomorrow, man. And we will, we're super pumped for Tuesday. We're going to get together and we're going to discuss, the questions and stuff we have for Mr. Boyle. And again, we're looking forward to that. So Brian, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for coming on, buddy.
Absolutely, boys. I got to go. I got to go drop one now, actually. So I'll see you guys
I was
later.
Just going to ask. I figured that was perfect timing.
Yeah, no, I got to go. So,
all right, buddy, you enjoy that. Have fun.
Right, fellas. Hey, Roll Tide.
Hey, go Browns.
Well, folks, that was our one and only Brian McDonald. He's the guy. He's a character, man. He's fantastic. So,
yeah.
All right, folks. Well, we are just about done here. It's 8:20. We've talked everything from baseball to football to public restrooms to, you name it. We talked about
it. By the way, golf's on right now.
Golf is on right now,
Century of Champions is over in Kapalua. If you guys want to tune in to some golf, there's some heavy hitters playing over there. I know Justin Thomas is tied for the lead. He looks like he's on the fifth hole, minus 12. So tune into that. The leaderboard's pretty tight right now. Looks like it's about 5 guys all.
It's always a fun
all leading the way. So
it's always a fun one to watch. Pretty much every major PG. Yeah, a lot of different golfers have won there, which makes it interesting. It's good. So, folks, we appreciate you all checking in with us. Congratulations to our winner,
Adam Jarrett,
for winning the Travis Kelce helmet. Adam, reach out to Ray, get your info, and we'll make sure we get that sent out to you.
I told him I'd get it to him.
And that's it, folks. We don't have anything else. Enjoy your weekend.
Big game.
Enjoy football.
Yeah, big game.
This weekend, Saturday, Sunday.
Sunday, Monday. Monday's national championship. So
yeah, we got a huge weekend ahead. Tuesday's going to be a great show with Timmy Boyle. And however long we have him on for, it's going to be great. And we're really looking forward to it, guys. It's going to air on Wednesday. So we technically won't see you guys until Wednesday morning. So make sure if you're driving into work, tune in. The audio, the iTunes and Spotify Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio will all be released on Wednesday morning as well. So if you don't have access to Facebook or YouTube, you can listen to the interview on iTunes, Spotify, and all of our platforms.
Absolutely. Listen to the way to work.
Yeah, absolutely. Guys, thank you so much again for tuning in with us. We appreciate the support. And we will see you guys next week. Timmy Boyle, he's playing the Alabama theme song again, because we won't talk to you guys until the championship game is over.
Well, we're not playing any Notre Dame songs because they're out.
We're out.
Your job is done. Get out.
That's it, folks. And not only you're out, we're out. Everybody enjoy. Have a good night. Enjoy your weekend.
Deuces.